Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹，早上好。
It's always a pleasure to be with you.
在这里呢，真的是很高兴。
And I would have to say this weekend, I was very much looking forward to being here with you on Sunday.
这个周末我真的很盼望能到这里来跟你们聚集。
I was in the Dallas area just yesterday.
我昨天是在达拉斯。
And I was with my school, the girls varsity soccer team and the boys varsity soccer team had a Thursday, Friday, Saturday tournament.
我学校的有女子足球和男子足球在达拉斯的比赛，星期四、星期五和星期六。
So I was there to support my students in that tournament.
所以我在那里来支持我的学生们。
But as many of you know, I received an email from West Office, and they canceled Friday night Bible study.
然后我接到 email 说星期五晚上的查经聚会已经取消了。
And a few minutes after that, I received the Dumble notification that Bible study was canceled as well.
然后几分钟以后 ，Dumble 也收到 Dumble 来的 email 说星期五晚上聚会也取消了。
So, as we knew, there were great storms coming in.
所以我们都知道有一个暴风来到。
And we had many storms in the Dallas area as well.
我们在达拉斯有很多的暴风。
So there was much concern and with rivers flooding, many people were concerned about the plans for the day and the weekend.
所以很多人都很担心说那个河水会涨上来会淹水，对这个周末我们有很多的顾虑。
My neighborhood floods.
我的那个社区也会经常淹水。
So there was the thought of, is our neighborhood going to be okay?
所以我就想说我的家的周围会怎么样呢？
When you have many students from your high school away from home in flooded river areas, you're concerned about them as well.
当我的学生们在一个比较容易淹水的地方，我也担心他们的安全。
So I would have to say that all of us in this room, and my family included, had much to worry about this weekend.
所以这个周末，包括我的家庭，我们很多人都有很多的担心。
Now in my family, there was one person who was not worried one bit.
但是在我的家里面，有一个人有一天是不担心的。
My six-year-old.
我的六岁的孩子。
He did not have a worry in the world.
他在这个世界上没有任何的焦虑。
He did want to know when we were going to go swimming in the hotel pool.
他想知道说他什么时候可以在游泳池里游泳。
He did want to know when the next soccer game was going to be played.
他想知道说下一场的足球比赛是什么时候。
When we were going to get ice cream next.
我们什么时候可以吃冰激凌。
He had no concerns.
他也没有任何的焦虑。
He had no worries.
他没有任何的担心。
Because he knew mom and dad would take care of him.
因为他知道说爸爸妈妈会照顾这一切。
Oh, what a perfect mind at perfect peace.
他是有何等的一个完全的平安在他里面。
He was at rest this weekend because he could just follow.
因为他可以就跟着父母，所以他有完全的安息。
Follow mom and dad.
只要跟着爸爸妈妈就好了。
And what a beautiful picture that is of what the Lord wants from us.
这是一个何等美丽的图案，就是主耶稣向我们所想要的。
So I'd like to read a couple of verses regarding this mind of a child.
我们来读几处圣经关于这个小孩子的心思。
Or this heart of a child.
Heart
of a child.
有这个小孩子的意念，小孩子的心思。
Would you turn with me, please, to Matthew chapter 18?
我们一起翻到马太福音十八章。
Matthew chapter 18, the first four verses.
马太福音十八章第一节到第四节。
Now we know the Gospels, the story of the Lord Jesus coming on earth.
我们都知道主耶稣在地上的故事。
Oh, there's so much turmoil on the earth at this time.
在那个时候，地上有多少的动乱。
Jesus has come to save the lost.
主耶稣来地上拯救失丧的人。
He's come to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他来做万王之王万主之主。
And all the disciples are wondering, is there going to be a revolution, a rebellion?
所有的门徒都在想说是不是会有一个暴动。
Is there going to be persecution?
会不会有逼迫。
so much on their minds.
在他们的心思里面有很多的意念。
They're joyful and yet they're concerned.
他们很喜乐，但是他们也很焦虑。
And this is what brings us to Matthew 18.
这个这就是马太福音十八章的开始。
Verse 1, In that hour came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
第一节，当使门徒近前来问耶稣说，天国里谁是最大的？
And before we read verse 2, I think the disciples are thinking, Is it a warrior? Is it a prayer warrior? Is it a spiritual person?
门徒们可能在想说，这是一个勇士吗？这是一个祷告的勇士呢？这还是一个征战的勇士
？A great man.
一个属灵的勇士。
And Jesus says in verse 2, And he called to him a little child and set him in the midst of them. And he said, Verily I say unto you, except you turn and become as a little children, ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
第二节，耶稣便叫一个小孩子来，使他站在他们当中，说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。所以，凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
Now, if you'll turn with me to Matthew chapter 19.
我们一起翻到马太福音十九章。
Somebody must have been listening and know that Jesus loves little children.
一定有人听到说主耶稣非常喜欢小孩子。
And they said to themselves, what a perfect time to bring a little child before Jesus.
他们就想说这是一个何等好的机会可以把孩子带到主耶稣面前。
Matthew chapter 19, verse 13.
十九章十三节。
Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should lay his hands on them and pray. And his disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, Suffer the little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for to such belongeth the kingdom of heaven.
那时有人带着小孩子来见耶稣，要耶稣给他们按手祷告。门徒就责备那些人。耶稣说：“让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在天国的正是这样的人。”
Let's turn to the Lord in a moment of prayer.
我们一起有一点祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this reminder that we are to be but children of God.
主耶稣，天上的父，我们何等感谢你这样提醒我们，我们应该回转像小孩子一样。
Lord, we see so much.Anguish and so much difficulty in this world.
主，我们看到在这个地上看到有很多的困难，有很多的愤怒。
If we were honest with you today, we would say that we do not have minds of perfect peace.
如果我们今天在你面前诚实，我们可以说我们没有一个孩子的心智。
But you have asked us to come as simple children.
但是你叫我们在你面前来到你面前像小孩子一样。
Children that are obedient and loving of you.
小孩子是顺服你的，也是爱你的。
We pray that you would use this time to reveal to us that we too need to come as children.
我们祷告，求你在这个时候向我们启示，我们也要回转像小孩子一样。
So we ask that you use this time to speak to us.
我们求你借着这个时间向我们说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Well, these were very familiar verses.
这些是非常熟悉的章节。
But there are some of the most complicated verses in the scripture.
但是也是非常复杂的经节。
Because this is very hard for us to fathom.
因为这在我们里面觉得很难思想。
What does it mean to come as a child to the Lord Jesus?
这是什么意思到主面前像小孩子一样。
And that's what I'd like to share with us this morning.
这就是我今天早上所要分享的。
Are we coming to the Lord Jesus as a child?
我们来到主面前是像小孩子一样吗？
As we read these passages from the Gospels, we're thankful that the disciples had a heart and a hunger for the kingdom of heaven.
当我们在读这些话语的时候，我们非常感谢神，门徒们对神的国度是有一个饥渴慕义的心。
They saw a little bit of the promise of God above coming on earth as man.
他们看到神的应许是神，神子来到地上作为人。
And they gave up everything to be part of the kingdom of heaven.
他们愿意舍弃一切来成为这个天国的一部分。
They want to protect this kingdom of heaven.
他们愿意来保护这个神天国。
This is why when little children started gathering around the Lord Jesus, they rebuked the children.
这就为什么当小朋友们来到主耶稣面前的时候，门徒来责备这些人。
We weren't there, but I imagine the disciples are thinking to themselves, this is an important time, this is an important matter. We do not have time to be distracted by the children.
我们不在那里，但是我们可以想象，门徒们在想说，这是一个非常重要的时候，这是一件非常严肃的事情，我们没有时间被这些小孩子们所搅扰。
So we're thankful for the zealousness of these disciples.
所以我们为这些门徒的热心来感谢神。
But we're also thankful that the Lord corrects.
但是我们也感谢主耶稣来纠正了他们。
He sets us straight.
他当时就把我们矫正了。
And that's what he does when he rebukes the disciples.
这就是他责备门徒的目的。
He says, disciples.
所以他对门徒说
You're becoming too complicated.
你实在是太复杂了。
You're becoming confused.
你也有点混淆了。
Let's go back to the life of a child.
我们来回到小孩子的生命。
Now, many of you were not here the last time I shared.
很多人上一次我分享的时候，你们不在这里。
I shared a sobering word about judgment.
我上次分享的是关于神的审判。
Shared a little bit about how the Lord Jesus judges his people.
我们分享到主是怎样来审判他的民。
And I want to reiterate that or review that again this morning.
我今天早上再把这个信息再重新温习一下。
Many of God's people have chosen the ways of the world.
很多神的选民已经选择了这个世界的路。
The world has snuck into our homes, into our families, and into the church.
这个世界已经进入到我们的家庭，也进入到我们的教会。
And the Lord does judge.
神是主是审判的。
He has shown us where we have fallen short.
他启示出来我们在哪里已经亏缺了神的荣耀。
Just as a way of looking at the cycle of man, let's look at the scripture and see how man has fallen.
我们来看看通过经节来看看人是怎样堕落的，这是人的一个周期。
I don't know about you, but when you first met the Lord Jesus, you were probably zealous and excited for the ways of the Lord Jesus.
我想当我们第一次遇见主的时候，我们是充满了热心为了主。
It's as though there was new life that was born into you.
这个热心是一个新的生命在我们里面诞生。
Do you remember that?
你还记得那一刻吗？
You know, one of the reasons that we preach the gospel and another reason we go to baptisms is to be reminded of our own touch, that initial touch that we had with the Lord Jesus.
我们去传福音，我们去参加受浸聚会，也是为了来提醒我们那个我们第一次遇见主的那个被主摸到的那个经验，那个经历。
It's good to remember that initial touch with the Lord Jesus.
我们实在是这是非常好的，能够记得住主第一次触摸到我们的那个经历。
And the reason it is good is because often we forget.
因为我们经常会忘记。
The Lord's table, which once was so real and so alive, suddenly becomes something that is a Sunday tradition.
本来在主的饼杯是这样的一个真实，这样的一个有生命的，却变成了一个星期天的一个传统。
I hope what I'm about to say is not the story of any of yours.
我希望我所讲的不是你们的经历。
But it probably is.
但是可能也的确是我们的故事。
Did you wake up this morning?
你今天早上醒过来的时候
，thinking, oh, it's so cold outside.
想想是不是真的很冷啊
？Oh, there's so many more things I could do in the morning.
今天早上我其实可以做很多的事情。
But I have to go to church.
但是我必须得到教会去。
It's probably going to be cold.
这应该是外面很冷。
The heater's never on.
这个暖气应该没有。
And then when we get there, we turn the heater on, and it becomes too hot.
当我们把暖气打开的时候，应该又变得很热了。
And then the same people pray.
然后同样的人在那里祷告。
It's the same thing every Sunday.
每一个星期天都是一样的。
I hope that's not your story.
我希望这不是你的故事。
But you know what? It probably is.
但是可能这的确是我们的故事。
And that's okay.
这也 OK, 可以。
As long as we repent.
只要我们在神面前悔改
and say, Lord, I'm sorry that I have forgotten the preciousness of your table.
主啊，我真的忘记了你的饼杯的这个宝贵，实在是我应该悔改。
I'm sorry that I was distracted by the outward form and the tradition of a Sunday morning.
我实在是被外面的这个形式所吸引，主是对不起。
If that's your story, we can repent.
如果这是你的故事，我们应当悔改。
And we can really hear those beautiful prayers that were prayed this morning and be thankful that the Lord is alive and real and is our Savior.
这个时候我们就能够体会到这里弟兄姊妹的这个新鲜的主在这里是新鲜的是真的是活的。
But unfortunately, many of God's people don't repent that way.
但是很多神的子民不是这样子悔改。
And we go our own way in tradition and habit.
我们就在我们自己的传统里面来行走。
And then we meet a crisis.
然后我们就需要一个危机。
All of a sudden, we're undone.
突然一下子就我们就完了。
We have no peace.
我们没有平安。
We have no joy.
我们没有喜乐。
And we have to cry out to the Lord.
我们就向主呼求。
Maybe it was this weekend.
也许这就是这个周末。
Maybe the flood did scare us.
也许这个水发水让我们害怕。
Maybe we had a fight with our spouse.
也许我们跟我们的配偶有争吵。
A misunderstanding within our family.
在我们家庭有误会。
And this is when the Lord comes in and says, "Seek my face, seek me, seek my life."
这就主向我们说来，你要来寻求我的面。
This is often the cycle that the church gets into.
这是我们这个教会所经过的一个周期。
We love the Lord.
我们爱我们的主。
We fall into tradition and habit.
我们堕落到这个传统里面。
There's judgment.
就有神的审判。
And we return.
我们悔改。
Have you ever run on a treadmill?
你没有在那个跑步机上跑。
It gets old after a while. It gets old and tiring, a treadmill.
在跑步机上跑应该很快就疲劳了。
Well, my hope today is that you and I can seek the Lord and get off that treadmill.And find the Lord as a child.
我们希望我们今天能够从那个跑步机上下来，我们来寻求神的面，回到神面前，像小孩子一样。
Are you willing this morning to say to the Lord, "I'm tired of striving in this Christian way. I want to be a child."
我们能不能跟主说，我实在在这个追求主的路上实在是疲劳了，我希望回到小孩子的样式。
What is it about children that the Lord uses them as an example?
那么小孩子是为什么主要用小孩子来作为一个例子呢
？Now, one of the passages that we're going to look at this morning is the letter from John, 1 John chapter 2.
我们要用约翰一书的第二章来传讲这个信息。
You don't have to turn there right now, but eventually we will probably get to 1 John chapter 2.
现在不需要翻到那里，但是以后我们会讲到这里的经节。
John is considered one of the great disciples.
约翰是一个非常大的使徒。
He was there when Jesus said, "You must come to me as a child."
他在那当主说你要回转像小孩子的时候，约翰就在那里。
John was there when Jesus said, "The greatest in the kingdom are the children of God."
约翰就在那里当主耶稣说，天国里最大的要像小孩子一样。
This must have been something that constantly, came back to John's mind.
这件事情一定是一直不停地回到约翰的脑海里。
We know this because he mentions children quite a bit in 1 John chapter 2.
我们知道因为他在约翰一书里面第二章里面一直不停地讲到小子。
Now John is not someone that would easily consider himself a child.
约翰应该不是一个把自己作为一个小孩子的人。
This was the same disciple that was known as John, the son of thunder.
这是那个耶稣叫他做雷子的那个门徒。
Can you imagine if you were named Chip, son of thunder?
你能够想象你被叫做 Chip, 雷子吗
？Owen, son of thunder.
Owen, 你是雷子。
Zoe, mighty woman of God.
Zoe, 你是神大能的女子。
Put your name in there.
把你的名字放在那里。
Imagine if that's what you were named.
想想看，如果你的名字是这样子的
，You probably thought pretty high of yourself.
你也许会觉得自己很了不起。
There's greatness in your future.
在你的前途里面有很美好的前途。
And yet John remembered, I have to come to the Lord Jesus as a child.
但是约翰却记住了，他要回到神的面前，像小孩子一样。
John was one of the first disciples.
约翰应该是第一批的使徒。
He had a good business. He had a good family.And yet he left to be a disciple of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他应该有个很好的商业，也有很好的家庭，但他却离开这一切，来跟随万王之王，万主之主。
Not only was he one of the first disciples, he was a loved disciple.
他不光是十二个使徒门徒之中的其一，他也是那个被爱的。
Think about your name again.
再想想你的名字。
Are you Jean Fu?Who God loves?
你是那个神所爱的梁大姐吗 ？No, 傅弟兄 ，Sorry.
Sorry, English name probably. Are you known as a disciple who God loves?
你是那个被知道神所爱的门徒吗
？John was also one of the first great apostles.
是约翰也是那个最大的使徒。
He was a church father.
他是教会的父。
When you're a church father.Do you have time to be a child?
当你是教会的父的时候，你还有时间跟孩子们在一起吗
？We see in Acts that John was capable of healing.
在使徒行传里面，约翰有这个医治的能力。
We see in Acts that John could take on political officials and religious leaders.
我们在使徒行传里面看到约翰可以这些领袖们来辩论。
This is a very capable man.
这是一个非常有能力的人。
He wrote the book of Revelation.
他写了启示录。
One of the greatest mysteries in world history.
在世界历史上是一个非常最大的秘密。
How great John was.
约翰是何等一个伟大的人呢
？And yet something kept running in his mind.
但是有一件事情却在他脑海里一直的出现。
Unless you are like a child.You cannot be part of the kingdom of heaven.
除非你回转像小孩子一样，你不能够进入神的国。
You know, not only did John hear this, but it became part of his ministry.
不光是他听见这句话，这也成为他的服事。
We see that John was the longest living disciple.
约翰是那个活得最长的门徒。
He lived close to, if not over, 100 years old.
他也许活了一百岁。
All the other disciples and apostles had passed away.
其他的门徒使徒都已经过去了。
He witnessed the rise and the decline of the Christian church.
他见证了教会的兴起和教会的衰败。
What would you and I say to a church that has entered such decline?
我们对这样的一个进入到衰败的教会会说什么呢
？He had seen apostles on fire for the Lord.
他看见了使徒为了主而这样子的热心。
John had seen gospel meetings of 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 people saved.
约翰也见到过这样的福音聚会，有两三千人甚至五千人得救。
He had seen and heard of churches planted in Asia Minor.
他也看到在亚细亚种下的教会。
In Greece.
在希腊的教会。
In the Roman territories.
在罗马的地界里面种下的教会。
East and West.
在东边东方和西方。
He had seen this church of the Lord Jesus spread throughout the known world.
他看到了在神的国神的教会在遍布全地。
But he lived long enough to see the decline.
他也活了够长让他看到教会的衰败。
He had seen the church that was losing its first love.
他也看到了教会失去了起初的爱。
Why did they lose their first love?
为什么教会失去了起初的爱呢
？They had stopped being a child.
因为他们已经停止了像小孩子一样。
The church had lost that simple faith.
因为教会失去了那个简单的信心。
So this morning, I'd like to challenge us with this thought.
所以今天早上我来向大家挑战。
What is a child, and what does that mean to us spiritually?
什么是一个小孩子？对我们属灵有什么意义
？Well, the first point that I would like to make, the child is one who possesses pure trust.
一个小孩子具备着一个简单的信，单纯的信。
Now, if we look at 1 John chapter 2,
我们来看约翰一书第二章。
1 John chapter 2, verse 2.
第二节。
And again, this is a letter that John is warning the church, you're falling away.
就是约翰在提醒教会，你在从起初的爱里面堕落下去。
You are in a crisis.
你在一个危机的里面。
What do you say to a group that is in crisis?
你跟一个在危机的里面的人说什么呢?
Well, in 1 John 2, 2, he says, My little children, these things I write unto you, that ye may not sin. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
That's not
2,
2. Oh, 1. 约翰一书第一节。我小子们呐、啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里，我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
He's reminding the church, you have a father.
他在提醒教会，你们有一位父。
You have one that loves you.
你有一位那爱你的。
It's such a pure love.
这是一个单纯的爱。
It's such a pure trust.
这是一个单纯的信。
You know, this morning.My family had breakfast.
今天早上我们的家庭有一个早餐。
And to use my 6-year-old as an example again.
用我的六岁的儿子作为一个例子。
He had no idea where he was going.
他不知道下面要去哪里。
He didn't know that I was going to be here with you all at Dumble.
他不知道我其实今天早上要来 Dumble.
He didn't know that the other family members had responsibility at West Office.
他也不知道其他的家庭成员在 West Office 有其他的责任。
Quite honestly, I don't know if he even knew it was Sunday.
我都不知道他知不知道今天是星期天。
He likes his calendar, so he did know it was December 9th.
他知道，他喜欢他的挂历，所以他知道今天是12月9号。
But at breakfast this morning, we said, Dad is going to Dumble.
在早饭的时候说到，爸爸要去 Dumble.
The rest of the family is going to West Office.
其他的人要去 West Office.
Well, my wife had a couple questions.
我妻子就有几个问题。
My older boys had some questions and some concerns.
我两个大儿子也有一些问题。
And my 6-year-old said, "Yes, sir."
我六岁的儿子就说 ，OK， 是的。
Isn't that beautiful?
这不是很好吗
？He has such a simple, pure heart.
就是他有这样的一个简单单纯的心。
The decision was made.
这决定已经做了。
All he had to do was follow.
他所要做的就是跟随。
Now you say he's only 6 years old.
那你说他只有六岁。
Everyone else does have concerns and worries.
每其他人都有一些担心。
But you know, the rest of us could have said the same thing.
其他人我们也可以这样讲啊。
Yes, sir.
是。
Okay.
Okay.
And then the Lord can work out the details.
然后主就来做出这个细节，具体的细节来。
May we never lose that simple obedience.
愿我们不要失去那个简单的顺服。
That pure heart.
那个简单的心。
Do you remember when you were first saved?
你还记得你最第一被得救的时候吗
？And you said to the Lord, "I will follow you wherever you lead me, Lord."
我要跟随你，不管你带领到我到哪里去。
I remember when I said to the Lord, "Lord, I don't care where you send me, what you make me do, I don't care what my future looks like. I just love you, Lord, and I'm following you."
我跟主说，我不管你带我到哪里去，我不管你让我做什么，我只是想要爱你。
But many times I've gotten too old for my own good.
但是我很多时候我就。
I've stopped being a child.
我就从那个简单里面堕落了，不再像小孩子。
That simple statement has become "Yes, Lord, but."
那句话就变成了"是的，主，但是"。
How many of us have done that?
我们有谁这样做过呢
？Yes, Lord, I love you, but this is a difficult situation.
是的，主，我爱你，但是这实在是太难了。
Yes, Lord, but this is a little more complicated.
是的，主，但是这有点太复杂了。
When Jesus says, "Come as a child," He wants us to come with a pure heart of obedience.
当主说我们要回转像小孩子的时候，我们要带着一个简单的顺服的心。
The second point of what is a child?
第二点，什么是小孩子呢
？A child is one who has a pricked heart.
一个小孩子是有一个被刺的心。
Whose conscience is alive and tender.
他的良心是这样子的，脆弱，良心是这样子的敏感，柔软。
Have you ever experienced that?
你有经历过这样的事情吗？
Where you're doing your own thing，
在你做自己的事情的时候，
But the Lord speaks to your conscience，
主向你良心说话，
And you just have to stop，
你就不得不停下来。
Oh， children can be so simple，
小孩子们可以这样子的简单。
You can see them on the playground，
你可以在他们playground， 在你可以看到他们在那里玩。
You can play in all of this area， just don't go in that area，
你可以在这里玩，但是你不要去那里。
And there's so much fun to have， they're not even worried about that area that you've told the child not to go to， they play，
在这里有这么多的事情可以玩，他们这样子的投入，他们绝对不会再到那里不让他们去的地方。
They're having fun，
他们在很快乐。
They're being obedient，
他们在顺服。
But then all of a sudden they glance at that area they're not supposed to go to，
但是突然他们看到那个他们不应当去的地方。
And they start running towards it，
他们就开始往那里跑。
And if you watch them carefully， what do they do？
你如果仔细地看他们做什么呢？
They make a quick look back at mom and dad，
他们回头看看爸爸妈妈。
Their conscience told them don't go over there，
他们的良心告诉他们不要去。
Oh， but it looks so much fun，
但是那里看得那么好玩。
That's exciting，
但是这样子的 有意思。
Others are doing it，
其他人也在去。
But their conscience has been pricked，
但是他们的良心被刺。
And they see the eyes of their parents，
他看到父母的眼睛。
And they return back to the fun that they were having，
他们就回到他们以前所有的那个游戏里面。
Oh， that's so precious，
就是这样子的宝贵。
Are we doing that with our spiritual life？
我们的属灵生活是这样子吗？
This week when we start off at work， do we know what the Lord wants from us？
这个礼拜在开始的一周开始的时候，我们知道主要我们做什么吗？
We read the scripture， we know what the Lord wants from us，
我们读了圣经，我们知道主要什么。
But the world starts drawing us away，
但是这个世界把我们吸引开来。
But our conscience is pricked，
然后但是我们的良心被刺。
How do we respond？
我们怎么来反应呢？
I want to share one of the most beautiful testimonies I've heard regarding baptism。
我来分享一个关于受浸的一个美丽的故事。
I'm sure it's the same here at Dumble。 When someone wants to be baptized, often some of the responsible brothers or some of those that are older will talk to that person。
当一个人想要受浸的时候，年长的弟兄姊妹就要跟他们交通。
I was in this situation once. It was a young teenage girl, and she wanted to be baptized.
我也处在这样的一个情况里，一个十几岁的女孩子想要受洗。
And she met with two of us brothers.
她已经跟另外两个弟兄交通过。
And there's many testimonies that we've heard over the years about why we should be baptized.
我们这经过很多关于为什么要交受浸的这个见证。
And these gatherings sometimes they can take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, sometimes if someone's long-winded, 20 minutes.
有的时候这样的一个聚会可以是五分钟，甚至是二十分钟。
I'll never forget this young teenage girl's testimony.
但是我不能够忘记这个十几岁的女孩子的见证。
I asked her, why do you think you should be baptized?
我问她你为什么要受洗。
She said, well, this week I went to my locker at school.
这个礼拜我去了我的那个 locker。
I went to the hallway where my books were.
我去我在走廊里我放书的地方。
And I looked to my right, and I looked to my left, and I said, "Lord, I don't belong to this place."
他说我往右看，我往左看。他说主啊，我不属于这个地方。
She was ready to be baptized.
她是这样预备好要受洗。
That took about 10 seconds.
只有十秒钟。
Her conscience was pricked.
她的良心被刺。
She responded to it.
她就有反应。
She went home.
她回家以后。
She called the high school teachers at church.
她就给高中的老师打电话。
And said, "I want to answer this call."
她说我要回应这个呼召。
That's simplicity of a child.
这是一个孩子的单纯。
Are you and I too complicated?
你和我是不是太复杂了？
Do we ignore those little pricks of the conscience?
我们是不是忽略了这个我们在良心里面的这个被刺？
So that's the third aspect of what is a child.
这是第三点。
Excuse me, second.
第二点。
The third.
第三点。
We see this in John. We won't read it, but a child is petrified of darkness.
我们在约翰一书里面提到，一个孩子是非常害怕黑暗的。
Okay, you don't have to raise your hand, but have you ever seen a child who's scared and petrified of darkness?
你有看到一个孩子被一个黑暗吓的样子？
Are any of you petrified of the darkness today?
你自己是不是也很怕那个黑暗？
It's always fascinated me.
这实在是让我觉得很稀奇。
I have three boys.
我有三个儿子。
All three of them refuse to go into a dark room.
这三个孩子都拒绝到那个小黑屋里去。
When they were little.
在他们小的时候
It's your room.
那是你的房间呢
You know the bed's in there.
你知道床在那里呀
You know your toys are in there.
你知道你的玩具在那里
There's nothing to be afraid of.
实在没有什么好怕的
But they would look at me and say, it's dark.
但是他们看着我说这屋里太黑了
Can you turn the light on?
你能不能把灯打开
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹
Young people.
年轻人
We need to remain petrified of the darkness.
我们需要惧怕这个黑暗。
You young people that go to school every day.
年轻人每天上学的时候。
It is dark.
学校里是黑暗的。
It is evil.
是败坏的。
And it's getting darker and darker.
而且越来越黑暗。
Darkness can be so dark that you can feel it.
黑暗，那个黑暗可以这样子的黑暗，你可以摸得到。
This is what we're entering into in this generation.
这是我们这个时代要进入的时候。
But young people, don't be deceived.
但是年轻人不要被骗。
Your parents are going through it too.
你的父母也经历这件事情。
The workplace is so dark.
这个世界是这样子的黑暗。
Bosses want your soul.
这个老板想要你的灵魂。
Your companies, your jobs, they want your whole being.
这个公司想要你的全人。
But as adults,We venture in. We put a foot into the darkness.
但是作为成年人，我们就进入到这个黑暗里面去，把一只脚送进去。
Somehow we think we can bring a little light to the darkness.
我们想说，我们可以把这个在这个黑暗里面带进一点光。
Only the Lord Jesus can bring the lightness.
只有神能够把这个光带进这个黑暗。
We need to cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, turn on the light.
我们需要跟主喊说主啊请吩咐有光
present yourself with us
使你的同在与我们同在
never once did I tell my children well I'm sorry it's dark you're never going to go back into your room
我从来没有跟我的孩子们说对不起那屋子太黑了你就不要回去了
what did I do
我做什么呢
I walked into their room
我就跟他们一起到屋里去
and I turned on the light
我把灯打开
That's what the Lord Jesus wants to do for us.
这个是主耶稣在我们身上要做的事情。
May we be petrified of the darkness.
让我们都怕那个黑暗。
But may we desire the light of the Lord Jesus.
要盼望神的光。
A child will run from darkness.
孩子是会从那黑暗跑开的。
One of my favorite stories in the Bible is when Joseph was tempted by Potiphar's wife.
圣经里我最喜欢的那个故事是约瑟被那个波提法的妻子诱惑的时候
She was seducing him
他在诱惑他
She was tricking him
他在欺骗他在他在诱惑他
She was leading him into darkness
他在要把他带到黑暗里去
What did it say that Joseph did?
Joseph 做了什么呢约瑟做了什么呢
He ran away
他跑开了
I share this with my boys and I want to share it with all of you
我跟我的孩子们分享，我也跟你分享。
That story is in the scripture because we're called to run.
因为那个故事在圣经里面是说我们被呼召要跑开。
We're called to run from this world.
我们被呼召从这个世界里跑开来。
Where do we run?
我们往哪里跑呢
？Into the bosom of the Lord Jesus.
跑到主耶稣的怀里去。
We trust him.
我们相信他。
May that be our testimony.
愿意，这是我们的见证。
Fourthly.
第四点。
A child is personally connected with his parents.
一个孩子跟父母是有是紧紧相连的。
It says in 1 John 2:13.
二章十三节。
I have written unto you, little children, because you know the Father.
第十三节第二部分，少年人呢，我写小子们呢，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识父。
Do you know the Father?
你认识父吗？
Or do you know the teaching of the Father?
还是你知道那个关于父的教训
Do you know your Bible stories?
你知道你圣经的故事吗
Or do you know the Lord Jesus as the one who loves you intimately?
还是你认识那个爱你的那一位主是你自己的认识
I go to many soccer games.
我去很多的足球比赛。
When the little ones get hurt on the soccer field,
当这个小的在那个比赛受伤的时候
they run past the coach.
他们就越过那个教练。
They run past the other team.
他越过所有的球员。
And they run right into the arms of their parents.
直接跑到父母的怀里。
That parent doesn't care if they're going to win or lose the game.
父母是不太在意说这个比赛是赢了还是输了。
That parent doesn't care what anybody else thinks.
也那父母也不在意别人在想什么。
That parent loves that child and that child knows it.
那个父亲，那个父母爱那个孩子，那个孩子也知道。
I was at a soccer tournament, as I said already.
我说过我这个周末在足球比赛，足球比联赛里面。
My oldest got hurt.
我大儿子受伤了。
We were worried he had hurt himself very badly last year, and so when he went down, we thought it might be the same injury.
所以去年他受伤伤得很厉害，我们以为今年他摔倒的时候也是同样的情况。
But he went to the coach first.
但他先去了教练那里。
Then he went to the trainer.
然后他就去了那个
medical assistant.
就去了那个医生那里。
He didn't run to his parents.
他没有跑到父母那里。
Do you blame him? He's 16 years old.
我们不能说因为他已经16岁了。
I didn't blame him at all.
我没有来责怪他。
But his parents still loved him.
但是他的父母还是这样爱他。
And if it came down to his health, we would have said, you're not playing.
因着他的健康，我们说你不能再踢了。
But you know what a coach might do?
但是你知道这个教练会做什么吗？
Just play a little bit.
再踢一会儿。
See how it feels.
然后看看你觉得怎么样。
This is an important game.
这是一个非常重要的比赛。
What about the medical assistant?
那这个医生怎么说呢？
They're just worried about their liability.
他们只是担心他们的责任。
Oh, how precious it is to know your parents.
你知道说你知道你的父母是何等的宝贵。
And to know that love.
知道那个爱。
When we're hurting, who do we run to?
当我们受伤的时候，我们跑到谁那里去呢
？Do we run to our insurance company？
我们跑到我们的那个保险公司那里去吗
？Do we run to our financial manager？
我们跑到我们的财务管理员那里去吗
？Do we run to everybody else except for the Lord Jesus？
我们是不是跑到周围所有的人，却不回到主那里呢
？Oh, we need to know the Lord is our Father.
我们要知道说主在呼召我们。
He loves us for who we are.
他爱我们。照我们的本相来爱我们。
Fifthly,
第五点
，A child is a pleaser of parents.
这个孩子是来讨父神喜悦的。
Oh, it's so beautiful to see a young child who loves his parents.
是这看到孩子爱他的父母是这样子的美丽。
I think if you're a parent, you've seen many examples of this.
如果你是父母，能够看到很多的例子。
One of my favorite stories is a child who's playing out in a field.
我非常喜欢那个故事，一个孩子在那个场地上跑。
And I've seen this many, many times.
我看到过很多次了。
They're playing in a field and it's full of weeds.
在那个草地上有很多的杂草。
But you know, sometimes those weeds have little white flowers that come out.
那个杂草上面也能够开出一个白花来。
Now mind you, they're weeds.
但是那还是杂草。
But a child sees it.
但是孩子们看见了。
They stop the game they're playing.
他们就不再玩那个游戏。
They grab that little flower.
他们就那个来捡起那个白花来。
They run by everybody.
他们跑过所有的人。
They run into the house.
跑到家里去。
And say, Mom, I brought you a flower.
妈妈，我给你带来一朵花。
And if a mom's not thinking, sometimes she'll say, That's just a weed.
妈妈如果没有当时想什么，就说那是一个杂草呢。
But if she's not too busy.
但是如果妈妈没有太忙的话。
She recognizes the heart of a child.
她就会意识到这是一个孩子的心。
You left the game.
你喜欢那个比赛是不是
？You ran away from your friends.
你从你朋友那里跑开来。
To bring this to me.
把这个花带给我。
She'll get a little vase.
给她一个那个小花瓶。
She'll fill it with water.
把那个花瓶里装上水。
She'll put it in there.
把那个花放在花瓶里。
And say thank you.
然后说谢谢。
Now you go play again.
你现在去玩吧。
Isn't that a beautiful picture?
这是不是一个很美的图案呢
？Do you realize that that's what the Lord's table is?
你是不是意识到这就是主的饼杯呢
？Did the Lord need to hear all of our hymn singing this morning? Does He need that?
主真的需要我们每个人在那里唱歌吗
？Does He need to hear our prayers that may not always be even spiritually? and scripturally accurate.
他真的需要听到我们那些甚至也许在属灵上都不准确的祷告吗?
He doesn't need it.
他不需要这些.
Oh, but he loves it.
但他很爱这些.
He wants it.
他需要这些, 他想要这些.
It warms the Father's heart.
就像父亲的心能够这样子的温暖.
He loves it when we pray to him throughout the week.
他当我们这一个礼拜在向他祷告的时候，他真的是很爱这些。
When we read the scripture and we read a word from the Lord and we return it back to him in prayer, oh, it warms his heart.
如果当我们在读圣经，借着祷告，再把这些经节祷告给神的时候，这样是让父的心是多么的温暖。
But brothers and sisters, we can be so complicated.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们真的可以很复杂。
We can try to figure out what does the Lord want from me spiritually.
但是我们会试图想要知道说主从这些属灵里面需要什么。
He wants our heart.
他只是要我们的心。
Even if our heart can only produce a little flower from a weed.
虽然我们的心可能只是从杂草里面有那么一点点的花。
Lastly, an example of what is a child. A child has a pliable heart to correction.
最后关于小孩子，小孩子有一个非常柔软的心，可以被矫正。
We won't read the scripture for time's sake.
我们没有时间来读圣经。
But the Lord loves it when our heart yields to his correction.
但是主，当我们的心能够对在神的矫正来顺服的时候，主是这样子的喜悦。
I can say as a child growing up, I remember the most tender moments I had with my father.
我记得在我做孩子的时候，我跟我父亲之间那个非常
They usually came after correction.
但是通常是在那个被矫正以后,
I knew I had broken his heart.
我知道我伤了他的心,
that I had disobeyed him.
我没有顺服他,
I knew that my father said, I trust you to do this.
我知道我爸爸说,
I didn't, and he had to correct me.
我没有这样做, 所以你要矫正我, 我要矫正你。
Oh, I loved coming back to him and saying, Dad, I'm sorry.
我非常喜欢回到父的面前说，爸爸，对不起。
I do love you.
我非常爱你。
Thank you for correcting me.
谢谢你矫正我。
I'll ask each one of you young people this morning.
我问每一个年轻人。
Are you willing to look at your parents this week and say, thank you for your correction?
能不能这个礼拜让你的父母的心欢喜，跟父母说，谢谢你矫正我。
Your parents aren't perfect.
你的父母不是完美的。
But it's one of the commandments.
但是这是一个命令,
to honor your parents.
尊重你的父母,
and to accept their correction.
接受他们的矫正,
that is more precious in the eyes of God than anything else you can do reading the scripture.
比在你做其他任何事情在神的眼中都是最宝贵的一件事情。
So now we know what a child is. The question is, how do we come as a child?
我们现在知道什么是小孩子，但是我们要问说，我们怎么才能够回转向小孩子？
We'll go through this quickly.
我们快快的来读这些经节。
Number one, what a child is great at.
一个小孩子能做什么呢？
Cry out.
就是哭喊。
You're never too old to cry out.
你不会太老而至于不能够向神去哭喊。
If you feel that you're too old to cry out to the Lord Jesus as your Father, then you have fallen into spiritual slumber, spiritual sleep.
如果你觉得年龄太大，不能够再向神呼喊的话，那你已经堕落到属灵的沉睡里面。
The Lord doesn't mind it.
主不介意这些。
He wants to hear you cry out.
他希望能够听到我们的呼喊。
Number two,
第二点,
come to the Lord one step at a time.
我们回到神的面前一步一步。
You know, we talk about many spiritual things at church.
我们讲到教会里面许多属灵的事情。
We can get really complicated at Bible studies.
我们在读经聚会里面可以变得非常的复杂。
If you've ever seen a child try to walk, their biggest problem is trying to do it too quickly.
我们看到小孩子想要走的时候, 他们经常是走得太快。
One step at a time.
是我们需要一步一步的来。
Can you do that spiritually?
我们在属灵里能不能这样做呢?
Maybe there's just that one step of obedience.
也许只是那一步的顺服。
Maybe you need to forgive someone.
也许我们需要原谅谁。
I have seen many times the root of depression is someone who can't forgive.
我看到很多时候那个忧郁症的原因其实是个人不能够原谅。
tell the Father that you want to be his son.
我们要告诉父，我们希望成为他的孩子。
And when he says, then forgive one another, do that one step.
当他说我们要彼此原谅的时候，我们就来做这一步。
Tell the Father you want to be his son.
告诉父你想成为他的孩子。
And when he tells you,
当他告诉你的时候，
to deal with the sin in your life,
对付你生活里面的罪，
take that one step.
就做那一步，就走那一步。
Which leads us to confession.
这样就带领，这就是带到我们悔改里面。
Confession is a beautiful thing.
承认罪是一个非常美丽的事情。
Now, I don't want to be too graphic.
我不想太描述。
At some point, a baby recognizes that they shouldn't be dirtying their diaper anymore.
在某一个时刻，那个孩子觉得说我不能够再让在我再使用尿布了。
It's part of a child's growth.
这就是这个孩子长大的一部分。
And for you parents out there, you know what this looks like.
作为父母，你知道那一步是什么样子。
You look around and you say, where's Joey?
你看看，你说这个孩子在哪里呢？
You're looking and you're looking, and then you finally find him.
你找到处找，终于找到了。
He's in the corner.
他在那个角落里。
And he's got this embarrassed look on his face.
在他脸上有个非常难看的脸色。
And if you're busy, you're like, come on, go play.
如果你很忙，你就说那你去玩去吧。
Here, come eat.
那或者你过来吃饭。
But then you recognize they're staying in that corner and they're embarrassed.
然后你就意识到那个孩子站在那个角落里面非常的难看。
And then you recognize, do you have a dirty diaper?
然后你就说你是不是尿布脏了？
And the head nod comes.
然后那个孩子们点点头。
And what does a parent do?
那你做父母的做什么呢？
Picks up the child in love.
就把这孩子抱起来，爱这个孩子。
Changes the diaper.
把这个尿布换了。
And holds that baby in the breast.
然后就把孩子抱在胸前。
Isn't that beautiful?
这不是很美的事情吗？
Are you and I willing to look to the Lord Jesus and say, Yeah, I have a dirty diaper?
你和我愿意到神面前说，是的，主，我有一个非常脏的尿布。
That's what Paul was able to say. Paul, one of the greatest apostles of all time, I am the chief of all sinners.
这就是保罗所做的，我是罪人中的罪魁。
I do what I don't want to do.
我做我不想做的事情。
But I know I can confess.
但是我知道说我可以承认。
Oh, how the Lord can embrace that.
那主就来拥抱我们。
How the Lord can clean.
那个主也能够洗净我们的罪。
1 John 1:9.
约翰一书第一章第九节。
If we confess our sins,
我们若认我们的罪，
He is faithful and just to forgive us.
他是信实的，是公义的。
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
他必要洗净我们的罪。
Do you want to be that child this morning?
你想要成为那个孩子吗？
It's that simple.
就是这样子的简单。
A child also lives in vision.
孩子也是活在这个意象里面。
A child knows what it wants.
孩子知道他要什么。
You can put every toy in the room in front of a child, but if he wants his Legos, he'll pass everything and go for that Lego.
你可以把所有的玩具放在他的面前，如果他想要那个 Lego, 他就会越过所有的玩具去找那个 Lego.
We need to be that way.
我们就需要这个样子。
We need to have a vision of the living Lord Jesus Christ.
我们需要有这个主关于主的意象。
Do you have vision?
你有那个意象吗？
Do you know that you have breath today to please the Lord Jesus and to be a child of God?
你知道今天我们有这个气息是成为神的儿女来荣耀他吗？
Is that
讨他喜悦吗？
Is it that vision and that reality that warms your heart?
是这个意象是这个实际来使我们的心。
If it is, you'll be able to pass everything and reach after the Lord Jesus.
如果真的是这样子的话，我们可以越过所有的事情来讨父神的喜悦。
Have you seen God's eternal purpose?
你看到神永远的旨意吗？
He wants you.
他想要你。
He wants your heart.
他要你的心。
He wants this group of believers here to be built up together as the church.
他希望我们这里所有的人能够被建立起来，成为神的教会。
He doesn't see young people.
他不是看见年轻人。
He doesn't see Chinese.
他不是看见中国人。
He doesn't see white.
他不是看见。
He doesn't see an old building.
他不是看见一个旧的教堂。
He sees hearts that love him.
他看见每一个爱他的心。
That want to be built up together.
想要被建立起来。
Do you know what qualifies a child to be a friend to another child?
你知道让一个小孩子怎么样能够成为另外一个小孩小朋友的朋友吗
？Have you ever seen a child with a checklist and go up to a friend? Now tell me your qualifications.
你们看到小孩子拿着一个账例单子上写的例子写的那个单子说，你告诉我你的条件是什么
？You know what a child does?
你知道那孩子做什么吗
？He looks at another child and says, "Hey, friend."
他看到另外一个孩子就是说，嘿、hey, ，你是我的朋友。
And that friend might say, "I'm not qualified."
那个朋友也许说我不合格。
And that child said, "I don't even know what qualified means."
这个朋友就说，那我都不知道这个条件是什么。
You're my friend.
你是我的朋友。
That's what the church is.
这就是教会。
Children of God.
是神的儿女。
That Christ life that is in us.
基督的生命在我们里面。
Is an immediate friend to the Christ life and to those that are next to us.
是基督所爱的人的朋友。
No qualifications.
没有什么条件。
Except for Christ, Christ crucified in us.
除了是基督和基督钉十字架。
Now, often in the last aspect of a child, sometimes a child needs help.
最后一点是这孩子们需要帮助。
Sometimes a child needs a lending hand.
需要孩子们有的时候需要一双手来帮助他。
We need to cry out to the Lord first.
我们需要向神先呼求。
But are we willing to lend our hand to another child?
我们愿不愿意向另外一个孩子伸出我们的手呢
？Has the Lord put another brother or sister on your heart?
有没有神把另外一个弟兄姊妹放在你的心里呢
？Have you reached out to them?
有没有向他们伸出帮助的手呢
？Have you said, "Here, take my hand"?
有没有说来我的手在这里
？Do we help one another?
我们互相帮助吗
？Or do we distract one another?
还是我们互相的搅扰
？You know, that's very easy for young people.
对年轻人这是很容易做的事情。
We want to be cool.
我们想要。
So the coolest thing to do is to distract others.
这个最酷的事情就是来搅扰其他人，分散其他人的注意力。
Is that what we've called been called to do?
这是我们被呼召做的事情吗
？Or are we called to be a help?
还是我们呼召被作为别人的作为那个帮手
？It doesn't get any different when we're older.
我们那随着我们年龄增长，这也没有什么变化。
Often my boys will ask my wife or I, "Why did sister or brother so and so come over to our house?"
我的儿子有的时候会问我的妻子说，为什么这样的弟兄姊妹到我们家里来呢
？Why did you choose to help them?
你为什么要帮助他们呢
？I don't know.
我也不知道。
They were just there.
他们就在那里。
The Lord placed them on our hearts.
主把他们放在我的心里。
And we're being built up together.
我们就在一同被建立起来。
The simplicity of a child.
这是一个孩子的简单的心。
I'll end with just a couple more points.
我最后结束几点。
And those points regard this matter.
关于这一点上。
Why should we come at all to the Lord Jesus?
我们为什么要来到主的面前
？He says to come as a child.
他说你要像小孩子一样。
Why should we?
为什么呢？
Do you want peace and joy?
你希望有平安喜乐吗
？The Lord Jesus is the only source of peace and joy.
主耶稣是我们平安喜乐的唯一的源头。
You're going to see the words "peace and joy" all over the city between now and December 25th.
在现在到12月31号的时候，你在城里面会看到到处都是平安和喜乐这几个字。
Peace and joy does not come from Christmas.
平安和喜乐不是因着圣诞节而来的。
Peace and joy comes from the Christ child.
平安和喜乐是因为是基督的孩子。
The Lord Jesus who came on this earth to bring peace and joy.
基督来到这个世上成为婴孩来把平安和喜乐带给这个世界。
I know I'm sounding like a broken record each time I come here. I repeat myself.
我好像我每次都在重复我自己。
But suicide rates have never been higher.
现在的自杀率是没有比现在更高的。
Depression has never been diagnosed more than it has now.
忧郁症也比现在比以前更多。
And the only thing man has done is sought circumstantial peace and joy.
人现在做的事情就是在环境里面寻找平安和喜乐。
Oh, I have peace. Well, why do you have peace? Well, I got a raise at work.
那我也有平安，因为我在我涨工资了。
I have joy because I passed my exams at school.
我有喜乐，因为我学校的考试通过了。
How quickly that peace and joy crumbles.
那个平安和喜乐会很快的就消失。
When we get a poor report from the doctor.
当我们从医生那里拿到一个非常不好的报告。
When we have weather circumstances that are devastating.
如果会因为这个天气的变化。
Only a child can come to the Father and find true joy and true peace.
只有一个小孩子到父的面前才能够找到那个真正的平安和喜乐。
Another thing that a child finds is they always find hope.
一个孩子能够总是能找到那个盼望。
We're raising our next generation into a hopeless society.
我们把我们下一代带到一个完全没有指望的状况里。
Do you realize that if you turn to Paul's epistles, every single one references hope?
当你翻到使徒的这些书信的时候，你看看有没有看到每一封书信里都提到盼望。
Only 2 Timothy doesn't have hope written in it.
只有在提摩太后书里面没有提到 hope 这个盼望这个字。
But it says in 2 Timothy, For God gave us not a spirit of fearfulness, but of power and love.
因为神所给我们的不是惧怕的灵，乃是平乃是乃是平安和乃是乃是。
I didn't give our sister this verse. It says in 2 Timothy that we have peace.
在提摩太后书里面讲到我们有平安。
That we have love.
我们有爱。
Paul says it over and over again in his letters to the Christians.
保罗在书信里面一直不停地跟基督徒们讲。
The Lord Jesus is offering you hope, just as a father would.
主耶稣把神的盼望赐给你，就像父所给的。
We have been called to come into this.
我们是被呼召到这里。
I hope all of you this morning want the joy, peace that the Lord offers you.
我们希望每个人都想要得到神所要我们得的平安和喜乐。
But it only comes as we come as a child.
但只有当我们回转像小孩子一样，我们才能够得到。
I challenge you to consider that this week.
我希望我们这个礼拜能够考虑这一点。
When the Lord Jesus sees you this week, are you His child?
当主耶稣看到你的时候，这个礼拜你是不是他的孩子呢？
Or are you a rebellious adolescent?
还是你是一个背叛的少年人？
Or are you a know-it-all adult?
还是你是什么都知道的成年人？
John learned this lesson.
约翰学了这个功课。
This is why he knew he needed to rest on Jesus' breast.
这就为什么他知道他要安息在主耶稣的胸怀。
And this is why we know when he was on his deathbed, he turned to the church and said, "Come as a child."
这就为什么在他快临死之前，他说对教会说要回转向小孩子。
If it was good enough for the early church, it's good enough for us today.
如果对起初的教会有益，对我们今天的教会也有益。
May we come as a child.
愿我们都回转向小孩子。
Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful that you call us as children.
天父，感谢你回转让呼召我们像小孩子。
We want to say that we trust you.
我们想说我们爱你。
That we cry out.
我们相信靠你。
We cry out to you.
我们向你呼求。
We want to take that step towards you.
我们希望能够朝那个方向走。
We want to trust you no matter the circumstances.
我们希望无论在什么样的境况里，我们都可以信靠你。
We want to rest our head upon your breast.
我们希望把我们的头依靠在你的胸怀里。
In summary, Lord Jesus, we want to be your child.
不管怎么样，我们希望成为你的孩子。
Thank you for calling us to be a child.
谢谢呼召我们。
We pray that you would use this week to encourage us.
我们希望这个礼拜你能过来鼓励我们。
Forgive us for making the Christian life too complicated.
原谅我们把基督徒的生活变得太复杂。
Thank you for looking upon us, your children.
谢谢你看顾你的儿女。
We love you and trust you.
我们爱你，信靠你。
That you might use us to be heirs as your sons.
我们希望能够你来用我们成为你的后嗣。
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.